See, after we finished, I'm probably just gonna sit down and stare at the wall. I don't know. Like, you know, when some days your brain's just not functioning. That's
I mean, that's I wish today. I could do that right now, because that's today for me too. It's like, oh man.
Hi guys, welcome to the Fangover podcast, where we romance all things that go bump in the night. I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers Book Blog, and I am joined by
Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog.
So today we are diving headlong into Misunderstanding, Another Sign. So, I mean, why not?
We've done such a great job so far, Suzanne. What are you talking about?
We've insulted every sign. We might as well just carry on, like, so that like no one feels left out or picked on. So this time we're going to insult anyone who considers themselves a Gemini. oh gosh. Yeah, so apologies in advance if you are a Gemini. So Geminis are born between May the 22nd and June the 22nd. It's an air sign. And famous names that share this sign, and I'm sorry, I'm already insulting you, Donald Trump and Kanye West. Here's some better ones. Tom Holland, Chris Evans, Tupac, Johnny Depp, Marilyn Monroe, also Geminis.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like, let's just insult them early by mentioning them. They share something similar to Donald Trump and Kanye West. Sorry, any Kanye fans out there, but God. I don't like him. But anyway, let's move swiftly on to some characteristics of a Gemini.
Jeez. I'm crying.
Oh, no. So Geminis seem to have a short attention span. Rather than ever going into any depth about anything, they tend to have a superficial knowledge about a lot of things. In fact, Geminis in general tend to be kind of superficial. They're also kind of psychos. These aren't the friends you would cry to. And if you do cry to them, they're just listening to get the gossip. They tend to be fairly dispassionate and analytical. So if you are crying on their shoulder, they may present you a way to solve your issues, but prepare for a pretty psychopathic and ruthless solution. So I mentioned the gossip thing. A Gemini loves some gossip. The more salacious and outrageous, the better. So my advice, tell them nothing, because a Gemini likes to listen to gossip, but even better, they love to spread it round. The moral compass is wobbly as fuck for a Gemini. Best suited to occupations which involve writing and travel, but if partying could be a profession, they would be down with that as well. They may not be the ideal BFF, but they are a lot of fun to be around. In terms of romance, very much commitment phobes. They don't like the idea of being tied down. They do need their space. But much like with the BFF thing, even if the relationship is short-lived, it's going to be kind of fun. A Gemini is kind of got like an ice-cold core with like this fluffy, fun surrounding thing, I feel like.
Yeah,
does that sound about right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, they don't sound like nice people.
From my research, you know, I feel like they can also have a bit of a, like a dual personality thing going on, where there's that one thing that people think that that's who they are or what they're like. And in reality, it could go completely a different way. So. But they're also quite witty, and they have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, they're someone you want to invite to a party, but you don't necessarily want to be friends with them. They're like there as the entertainment.
Entertainment, acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah. You don't tell your deep, dark fears to a Gemini, because they'll just exploit it in some way spread it around.
We've totally started off insulting them, but that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, character assassination. I was looking for nice things about Geminis, And do you know what? It was hard.
They are cheerful and enthusiastic.
Yeah, I guess. But it all seemed to be around, like, surrounding all this nice, like, energetic, lots of energy, like you said, like, positivity. It's all, like, meant to be surrounding this core of, like, ruthless self-interest. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure how authentic that positive energy actually is. And you know what? You can't find that in a romance book, a complete true Gemini, because who the fuck wants to be associated with that? You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, textbook, no, yeah. And I feel like it was harder, for me, it was harder to find it in, like, paranormal, in, like, a paranormal context.
Yeah, for sure, because I mean, obviously, it's not, you would have to go for, like, the shallow playboy, like, man whore type who then, or rake, who then is, like, captured by the right woman.
Yeah.
Like, do you feel like Sebastian St. Vincent would be a Gemini? Because he does have, like,
kind of, yeah.
Like, this persona of being great at parties and a lot of fun, but he is quite cold at the core,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Until he finds Evie. So,
yeah, that could be a good one.
Yeah, that I mean, work. it's not paranormal romance at all. But
yeah, that could work. Sebastian, yeah. I could see that.
St. Vincent could be that. I mean, that wasn't one of the ones I wrote down, but, like, I just feel like that type of personality is easier to find in other genres.
Yes. Although I do have one that I think it's, like, good for that type of personality that's paranormal, but
I have one which I'm really pleased with. The rest, like, iffy. I wonder if we have the same one. Like, genuinely, there was one I thought of. I'm like, do you know what? This is fucking perfect. I've nailed it.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'll go with that one first, and then you can tell me if it's the same one.
All right.
So, Ian from the Night Rebel series.
It's
by
not.
Jeanine Frost. Is it not?
No.
Oh, I thought he was, I mean, you're never going to find anything that's completely on every single point of a Gemini, but I thought, like, he fit well because he is, like, that jokester, like, the fun guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we all know.
And a commitment phobe, which they also are.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But he definitely has this core of ice and, like, ruthlessness to him. I mean, I know that he comes across, especially at first, of having no loyalty, but we know that's not actually the case.
Yeah.
But having said that, very few people will ever gain that loyalty. He will happily backstab someone who thinks he's their friend, but he doesn't consider them that. There's very few people he truly considers friends, right? Mm-hmm. And he's loyal to them.
Yeah.
But he would backstab anyone else. Like, when you've got his loyalty, that's fine, but, like, it's not an easy thing to gain.
Yeah. I think he's pretty good. He's a pretty good choice.
Yeah, so I was like, whew. That was literally the only one that I'm like, I am proper pleased that I thought of Ian as a Gemini.
Let's see how. Well, I have a few that I think are pretty decent choices, but I'm going to go with my BDB pick first.
Oh my gosh. Go.
You have one?
I do, but I don't think it's right. I just picked one.
I went with Lassiter.
Oh my God, me too! No, you go on. You tell me why you picked him, and I'll tell you.
Well,
why I think
like the whole life of the party. I had also read up on Geminis being quite materialistic. Besides the fact that they're like social butterflies, but materialistic and sarcastic, and playful. And there was also something I read about that, like, they're really passionate about, like, picking certain hobbies. And immediately I was like, oh, last year. With his weird habits, hobbies once he got into, like, the real world. But so I feel like he would be good for that because of his personality, and not necessarily that he would backstab somebody, but he does love gossip. And probably, I mean, I feel like he could keep a secret once in a while, but he struggles with that.
Mm.
So, Yeah, I thought that he was a pretty good BDB fit.
Yeah, and he was literally the only one I could think of. And it's not that he necessarily has a lot of the negative stuff. But
yeah, no, it's like, actually a positive one for Gemini. Like,
the gossipy thing is what made me think of Lassiter. Because I'm like, if you're going to sit and gossip with anyone in the BDB mansion, right?
Not him.
Yeah, but if you yourself would like want to just, I just want to sit down and like dish out some gossip, like you're going to pick Lassiter to have that sit down like gossip sesh with, right? Yeah, yeah.
Like so, to talk about all the people for sure.
Yeah, but with him, I don't think it would ever be like malicious. And you're right, I don't think if someone had truly confided something to him, he would never gossip about it. Yeah. But if he just were like...
But he struggles with it. He's like, oh, I really want to tell you, but I can't.
Yeah. But if he wanted to be like, oh my God, fucking Rage has eaten the last tub of fucking ice cream again. Like, you know, I feel like you could have good gossip with like Lassiter about it.
Yeah.
And also like the fun stuff.
Yeah. He's the life of the party.
Yeah. So that's what made me think of Lassiter. I just want to have a good gossip with him. He could be on my other side. Like, we talk about neighbours in our Bonds of Justice.
Oh, God.
Like, he could be on my other neighbour because I'm in a terrace.
So yeah, he should totally pop into your neighbourhood Bonds story like, putting together. There you go.
Yeah. He could be, we could, like, gossip over the fence in the back garden about, you know.
He totally would do that.
Yeah, about Max and Sophie.
Did you see what she was wearing the other day?
Yeah. And it's like, I cannot believe that Max Shannon walks his cat.
Oh, God.
God, this is expanding. This is crossing author lines now.
Yes. So you want to go with another one or should I go with my next one?
I don't have a huge amount. So I'll go with my next one.
Okay.
And I'm not happy with this one. And I don't know why I picked it, but I'm going to say it anyway, because I haven't mentioned Ilona Andrews in a few episodes.
We're having withdrawals.
Yeah. And I think you guys have forgotten that I'm a big fan. I just need to get them in there. So I picked Koldar Mar from Fate's Edge by Ilona Andrews. More for the fun thing, I think, because I said a lot, like, Geminis are quite fun and, like, Koldar is quite fun. And that's basically it. I think he would like some gossip, and I think there is, like, a ruthlessness to him, but I think there's a ruthlessness to that because it's a bit of a family thing in the Edge series. So it's like the Ma family are in it quite a lot. And because of where they live, there's got to be like this ruthlessness to them. So I feel like he's got that like ruthless edge a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's mainly like he's like fun. He's quite a fun character. And that is literally the only reason why he made it onto this list. And also, I think, do you know what they're saying? Like, they have a little bit of knowledge about everything. Mm-hmm. He feels like that kind of jack of all trades, master of none type of character as well. So everyone's has like an ability in this family, and his is like almost like luck. His ability is almost luck. If he makes a bet on something, mm-hmm. like on small things, like he gets like this extra push of luck. Like, and I don't know why that kind of fits into this as well, but I feel like it does a little bit. I don't know. Basically, I am rambling on. but because The Edge is an amazing series and it's got some like a really like original like things in it. And I feel like everyone should read it.
I feel like that's book three, is it?
Yeah, that is book three.
I stopped reading a book two, so that's the one I haven't read. That's my next one.
Oh, it's really good. It's like quite funny. It's a lot of fun. Koldar's really, he has been in the previous one. He's like the marriage broker for the family. Like he goes out and like,
it's been a really long time. Can't remember.
You need to get on it. There's a bit of a heist thing, if I remember correctly, and it's been a while since I've read it as well. That there's some kind of heist involved in it, in that book as well, in Fate's Edge. So read that. He's a terrible Gemini. But he made the list. He made the list because I thought, well, he's quite fun. He's quite fun. And I can't remember if he was ever a Playboy type character. But I definitely, my memory might be shaky on this, but I definitely feel like he never thought he would like settle down.
Yeah.
So there was that too.
My next one is also a Playboy type character, and it's Paris from the Lords of the Underworld series by Gina Showalter.
Oh, yes. That's such a good shout.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, he's also like kind of witty and smart and like sassy. So he's got that. And I feel like his personality definitely has those two sides because like he's seen a certain way, and even by like his brothers or whatever. Whatever you want to call the lords, but he also has a side that's kind of mushy, so which is probably not like the right duality in personalities for a Gemini, but you know, whatever, he presents one thing and on the inside he's different, not necessarily the cold inside masked by the mushy side, but yeah, and definitely the Playboy thing is what made it pop for me.
Well, he kind of has to be, doesn't he?
He has to, yeah. I mean, it's his thing.
Much like Rage from Black Dagger Brotherhood used to have lots of sex and fights, right?
Mm-hmm.
He literally has to have... Is it that he can't have sex with the same woman
twice? Right, exactly.
He can't, I can't remember why he can't.
I think it's from his demon.
Yeah.
It's the demon of, promiscuity.
Promiscuity.
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory.
That makes sense.
So his demon basically makes him have to have sex with other people. Like,
yeah.
Which makes it really hard for him to find his happily ever after because... But yeah, I think he fit pretty well.
Good shout. I forgot. It's been so long since I've read that series. I've forgotten about him. So I'm now going to go in for a Shelley Lawrenceden double punch. And I know I said this before and for a different zodiac sign, but I'm going to say it again. And I won't go into it too much, but Gwenville from the Dragon King series.
I thought about him too.
Yeah, because he's definitely a gossipy little bitch.
Yeah.
We're saying materialistic for sure. Definitely, you're saying about dual personalities. He's a ruthless bastard underneath this like really light, fluffy exterior that he shows to the world. So there's definitely that, and he's definitely like loves himself. And I can't really ever remember if it says how promiscuous he was and whether or not he was like a playboy. But I think he probably was.
Yeah.
But I can't really remember that. So yeah, I thought he... I mean, obviously, he'll pop up again at some point.
He is going to be on every sign.
He's every sign. The other one, it is her writing as Shelley Lawrenceden, is Mitch Shaw from The Main Attraction, which is the third book in the Pride series. Yep. And I remember him being like... quite a lot of fun. What I remember most about him is that he likes karaoke. I don't know why I remember that so well.
Isn't he the one that has the heroine like tied to the bed while he's trying to mark her?
I can't remember. I should remember stuff like that, shouldn't I?
They but kind I of like but blend together like... for me, but yeah, I remember him though.
Yeah,
he was roaming the street somewhere out in Long Island, like in Lion form.
Oh, that might be Brendan Shaw, which is the first book, and he like tries to dance as a lion because I think he's like off his tits. And he's like trying to do like the Macarena or something as a lion.
That scene is like in my brain. It was so funny.
Oh my god, that was so many like amazing moments in those books, but that might have been Brandon Shaw. Is it Brandon Shaw? I can't remember his surname. It's Brandon something.
I think so because I think they're related.
Yeah. So this is Mitch, who is probably, I think he might be the younger brother, and he's got like, I guess he's a very similar character type to Gwenville, where underneath he isn't quite the fluffy, gossipy, ridiculous man that he like sometimes pretends to be. But he is definitely materialistic and stuff, and is in love. Another thing that they both have in common is that they both love their hair. They both have glorious. Yes. They both have glorious manes.
That is a thing. Maybe that's the thing with Gemini, because Lassiter also does.
Yeah, they both like obsessed with their hair. So they're very similar character types. So like Mitch Shaw and Gwenville. I mean, if you haven't read the Pride series, I'm going to be honest, I did go off the Pride series towards the end, but the first maybe 4 or 5 books are absolutely freaking hilarious and they're amazing. And all of her books after that are kind of just copies of those first five.
You know what we should do? We should reread those few and do like some type of fun episode about the series.
Oh, for sure. Because I feel like we talk about, especially all the Dragon King series, we talk about all the time. Do you know what? We were talking about my book slump in the previous episode. Maybe I might pick up Dragon Actually, the first book in the Dragonkin series, because, you know,
it should put you in a,
kick me
out. It should put you in a good mood.
Yeah. And can I also say, those two are people I wouldn't want as neighbours. Okay. I've forgotten her name now. The heroine in it. I know the hero is called Fergus, but those two would not want as neighbours. There would be body parts all over the garden. They just, like, no.
I agree.
No. So they're not going to be in my fanfic. Or if they are, they're going to be, like, the enemy.
Oh, I know.
I know, because I like them. I don't really want them to be my enemy, but I also don't really want them
you
to live anywhere nearby.
You also don't want
to
fight them.
No, because they're fucking crazy. Yeah. They would just... I mean, we all know that I love Max and Sophia, but they would just...
They would get crushed.
They would get crushed. They would do. They're no match for Fergus and... Oh, what's her name?
Anwyl.
Yeah, no match for... No, especially Anwyl.
Yeah.
She'll just kill the shit out of them.
Yes.
I don't want them in my neighbourhood, guys.
It's very classy. Classy neighborhood.
It is indeed. They'd bring it down a bit. Bring the house prices down.
So my next one would actually bring the house prices down too. And I'm going back to J.R. Ward. And it's going to be Davina from the Fallen Angels series.
Oh, good choice. The bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Because she also, like, what I like about the Fallen Angels series is that even though she's the bad guy and she does some horrible, horrible things, and when you're, like, from her point of view, like, she's really fucked up. But at the same time, like, you know, you're seeing, like, the vulnerability and her insecurities and, like, this other side to her. So it's almost like she's that perfect, like, Jekyll and Hyde type of character. Which I thought was really appropriate for the Gemini. She's also really witty and funny when she wants to be. Like, sometimes she's witty and funny while she's, like, torturing people, which is totally inappropriate. And I don't know about the, like, the Playboy aspect, you know, but she does... Let's not say that she sleeps around. Let's just say she... tortures her way through a few people.
Heart.
Yeah, so she would be like the darker psycho side of Gemini.
Yeah.
Kind of give you a little bit of everything. Sprinkle in some darkness.
Yeah. So recently, I've been watching Lucifer. Mm-hmm. And in Lucifer... you know, sits down with a therapist, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that who wrote the show read the Fallen Angel series, because Davina literally sits down with a therapist,
this
right?
Is entirely possible.
It's like a totally, it's like a similar vibe. Yeah. And you know what? Fallen Angels came first.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they got inspired by J.R. Ward?
It could be.
For the show Lucifer.
Because it makes total sense. And also, like, the personnel, like, Lucifer in that show would be a good Gemini representation. Because maybe he has a little bit of a lesser, darker side than Davina does, but he does.
Yeah.
He can't, for the king of hell, right? Yeah. I mean, he does get there, because I think I stopped watching after season 4.
Oh, I'm on series 3.
Well, see, what happened with me in that series is, like, the first 3 seasons was, like, before the show got, like, officially canceled. And I was really into it. I watched it already, like, after it had been canceled. And then Netflix, I think, had picked up season 4. Like, they did it.
4 and 5
Yeah, I just didn't really love where they went with the plot and storyline. Some of it was a bit repetitive. And I don't know. I just feel like it went a little bit too off track from what I had come to expect from the first 3 seasons. So after season 4, I stopped watching. But I loved him, like, as a character. And I think, I wonder if that's why. Because Davina's, like, one of my favorite villains.
Yeah.
Because of that, like, you know, you're seeing the vulnerable side and all of that. So I wonder, you know, there is a parallel there.
Back to a bit more Lucifer talk, sorry. So, Kane in it, Tom Ellis. No, not Tom Ellis. I can't remember his name now. The guy who plays Kane, right? He was in Smallville.
Yeah.
Definitely grew up hotter than he was when he was in Smallville.
Oh, totally.
For sure. I am like, move over, Lucifer.
Yes.
I want to get on the Kane train. I don't want, like, can he not just be in it more, please? Because he is so hot. Yeah. So
you'll have to tell me how you feel after, like, you're a little bit farther into the series.
Yeah. Because I started watching it when it first started coming out. But the guy who plays Lucifer is in a BBC comedy show called Miranda, and I think I might have said this before, as a guy called Gary, and, like, he's kind of like the love interest of Miranda, but he's very camp, but it's really funny. Like, it's one of my favorite, like, comedy shows ever. And if you haven't watched Miranda, like, give it a try. It might not be for everyone, but I find it, if you want to see what my humor is like, then you need to watch Miranda, because it, like, makes me laugh every single time. And so now when he's playing Lucifer, I see him as Gary from Miranda. And it's very hard for those two things to mix and it not to be absolutely ridiculous. And it doesn't help that he sometimes plays Lucifer really camply, right? And that's not just me.
It gets more as you continue going on through the series. Yeah.
And so, like, there's this, like, cognitive dissonance when I was watching it. And it's like, I just can't. But now, like, Kane's come into it. It's like, let's just focus on Kane. Like, not that Tom Ellis is not hot, because he definitely is. Because I fancied him as Gary as well, you know, from Miranda. But him trying to be, like, when Lucifer is trying to be quite dark and, like, serious.
It doesn't
I just can't. It just makes me giggle. I'm like I can't take him seriously. So okay, so anyway, I've started watching it again anyway. Just to get us completely off track, because it's my Lucifer thoughts. So I have one more, because I honestly really struggled with this, and it's actually a heroine.
Ooh.
And it's Caro from Demon from the Dark by Cressley Cole. So she's a witch. And because she derives her powers from emotions, she gets into... She's like a partier, right? So she's a lot of fun. I do get the feeling like she has, like, a short attention span, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she just... I feel like she embodies, like, the party girl side of of the Gemini, but I know that's not all she is. Like, the book very very competently shows that she's more than just like this party girl who's always getting into trouble. So that's really why I picked Caro. It was more for like, it says that they're like the life and soul of the party and they're a lot of fun. And I think she, and they're a bit shallow, and I think Caro can come across that way. And you're saying about this duology, but she isn't that way. That's just the persona she puts out to the world. Underneath, there's, I feel like there was quite a lot of insecurity about herself and her competence in things. So I picked like Caro from Demon from the Dark by Cressley Cole.
Good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think so. I actually cheated for my next one a little bit, and I picked a twin. I actually had a couple of twins on my list. But I tried to like narrow it down to like the twin that made more sense and fit a little bit better. So like there's a tiny bit of that dual personality, but there's a reason why. And I don't think you've gotten this far into the series, but it's Revenant from the Demonica series by Larissa Ayone. And he is the evil twin to Reaver. They're both angels. Obviously, he's a fallen angel. And there's a reason why he's become evil and ruler of hell and all of that stuff. But I think that there's a softer side. Like, he had to embody the evil outside stuff, and he had to suppress a lot of his better feelings. So it's almost like the opposite from what we were talking about, what a Gemini is in terms of like the cold inside and the fluffy outside. But yeah, and I think that it was a good twist to it. Plus, I wanted to like mention a twin just because it's Gemini.
So is Gemini the twins, right?
Yeah.
I don't have anything else because I honestly, like, I really struggled to, especially to trying to stick to just paranormal romance.
Yeah, I feel like it was harder with paranormal and fantasy for sure.
Yeah. I look through my sci-fi books as well, and it's just, they're just not, it's just not the type of personality that either I read very much or that crops up very much. You know?
Yeah, I think it's a personality that you probably find in like a long-running series where there's like bound to be somebody that would fit that more so than either a shorter series or a standalone.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you have to like the hero and heroine, even if you acknowledge their flaws. But a Gemini, like when you look at like all the stuff, just doesn't sound like somebody you'd really want in your life in any more than a periphery way, right?
Yeah. But I think that what's been good with like the books we've mentioned, the characters we've mentioned, is that because they're part of a longer series, you have the time to understand them. Like, by the time you get their book and you're seeing them in a romantic hero or heroine capacity, you're really understanding that. Well, with the exception of Davina, because, you know, she's the bad guy. But you really, like, understand what makes them click. And I think that that's important. So maybe it just takes a little bit more, you know, character growth and development and backstory.
The point is, though, that once you get to know them, you realize that actually they're not a Gemini. Because they don't have that like steely core, like ruthlessness of not caring and only really wanting like really superficial relationships. You realize that's not who they are. That's just who they might put across that they are. And then they're no longer Geminis anymore, you know?
True.
So I just like, I think Ian for me was my closest one.
Well, I mean, if you have to go with somebody that would be a true Gemini, we can go like straight to the Arcana Chronicles series by Cressley Cole and talk about the twins, which, I mean, they literally represent that. And I think it's Vincent and Violet. And they definitely have like the steely core ruthlessness, like down. So maybe that would be like the true Gemini. But some of the other things they don't embody.
Well, there's so much you can like we've both interpreted it like in quite similar ways, I suppose. But like there's ways that you can interpret it and you just pick and choose.
Yeah.
Which is what I've tried to do. I was trying to look for like playboy heroes in the paranormal genre, and you know what? I know they're there. I know they are. Could not think of a single one apart from Ian, like in like urban fantasy, and I just like Psy Changeling. Like, who would you say was not a Gemini, but maybe like the closest to a Gemini? And the only person I could think of was Drew Kincaid.
Yeah, and that's but not like if you had to pick one, maybe just because he's a little bit more playful, but
or even like Dorian, and I don't know why Dorian.
No, poor Dorian. No.
Yeah.
I think probably Drew would be a better pick, but definitely not a true Gemini.
No, because I suppose if we're talking about this duality of personality, he comes across as like gossipy and a lot of fun and all this, which he actually is. He is gossipy and he is a lot of fun and whatever. But underneath that is maybe a more ruthless personality.
Yeah.
But it's not from a place of self-interest, right? It's from a place of protecting the pack.
He can be, but that's not his motive. Like, he can be ruthless if needed to protect somebody he loves, but
yeah, because his job is to go around to different packs and scope out any trouble and get rid of rogues and stuff, which means he's got to go and be friendly and ingratiate himself, mm-hmm. and see if there's any issues and report it back. So like, he does have that duality, but it doesn't have like the self-interest, and like, it's not superficial in the way that like the Gemini seemed to come across as when I was reading about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. I mean, so, not knowing a ton of Gemini people, so I can't really judge it. But based on what I was reading about it, I think we did pretty good, actually. If I do say so myself, I think we've done pretty well.
And I think of all the authors, probably Shelley Lawrenceton or / G.A. Aiken probably writes a lot. I mean, I just put Mitch Shaw because of one, and Gwen Veal as G.I. Aiken. I feel like a lot of her characters are a little bit like this.
Yes.
They're all quite similar, and she probably writes the most Gemini type of characters.
Yeah,
so.
I think so too.
Yeah. But, I mean, they all have some type of loyalty in the end. Otherwise, you just would not like them. You just wouldn't want to read about them. You wouldn't want them to be happy. Here we are, insulting all Geminis again.
So sorry.
I mean, I don't believe it's a real thing, so...
Like we said before, just don't get offended. This is all for fun.
Yeah. I mean, you can get offended if you want, but...
Suzanne doesn't care either way.
No. I mean, I don't understand why you would care so much about what we're saying to get enough to get offended. I mean, you should definitely read the books that we talk about.
Absolutely.
But but you know, it's all, like you said, it's for fun. It's, you know what, it is fun to try and, because we could do tropes, which we might do in the future, but it's fun to just find this like collection of personality traits and they're like, okay, who is this? Mm-hmm. Who can we find in the romance genre, in paranormal romance or whatever, who fits this?
Yeah.
So that is quite fun to go through this mental exercise.
I know, it's a really exercise in memory, because I feel like I forget so many like little details of whether it's stories or characters or whatever. So like trying to look back and think of any kind of variety, I feel like the ones that I keep talking about are like the same, because that's what's sticking with me, with my memory. Probably we're missing a ton of characters that we fitting in here better.
For sure. I also, I don't know about you, but I myself like certain types of characters, mm-hmm. and therefore, if I read a book something will click with me. No, if I read a synopsis of a book and something clicks with me, then I'll pick it up.
Right.
So at one point, we're going to get to a star sign where that is a type of character that I absolutely love reading about. And I'll have like 100 of them. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. We'll but we just there. we haven't got to that character type yet. Because we all have like character type of personality and character that like we love to read about, and we gravitate towards that that type of character. So when we see something that has that type of character, we will immediately pick it up.
For sure.
So we're going to get to them, and it'll be like, well, Francesca, sit down, sit back.
Just take shut a sip up. Of you.
I've got a load of things to talk about today. And then when and you'll do the same. You'll get to a week and you'll be like, well, Suzanne, let me tell you about the 50 books I have here.
Oh, God. I don't know. I feel like with my spotty memory, it might not be there. But
that's true. It's weird. It's like, you know, like the weirdest things stick in your mind. Like, like Brendan Shaw or whatever his name is doing a dance as a lion. That's what we remember. Everything else.
That scene. I don't know what the plot was, but that scene.
Yeah.
Or what book it was. That's how bad it is.
But a dancing lion in my head forever. To be fair, that was I remember that. That was a hilarious part of the book as well.
Yeah.
It was so good. So good.
Oh God, I want to reread those books now. No.
But you only need to read like the first five or six.
I also remember reading them super fast.
I remember discovering the Magnus Pack series, reading that, and then just reading everything she'd ever written.
And at the time she hadn't had too many. I think there were only like 3 or 4 books in the Pride series out when I picked her up. So like I binged through whatever was out and I'm like, so now what? I need more. And I found G.A. Aiken and I read those.
All of the Magnus Pack was out. And then she had some...
Hunting Season, which was like a... I mean, technically was supposed to be developed into a series and then that never happened. I was like so disappointed because I love that book. And I think that could have been a great...
She did do it, so she restarted it. So do you know the Crows series?
Yeah, but she changed like the theme, like the vibe of it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
That's the whole point. Like that's why I never read it because I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. I don't want to like mess up my image.
I have to be honest. I preferred the is it Hunting Season? You call it? I can't remember what it was called now.
The one book.
I preferred that to the. Like when she respun it, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked it. It was okay, but it wasn't.
Yeah, when I saw that she had like changed the vibe, I just thought it was better off for me to not go there.
Yeah, she had some spin-off books with witches in as well. It's all set in the same world as her Pride series, I think, because they're like shifters and stuff. But there were some witches. I can't remember if they're novellas or just like a standalone spin-off. But I remember reading those as well and really enjoying those. Same vibes as her other books, but they were witches.
Yeah.
I think. Gosh, my memory's terrible. Actually, her Crow series is set in the same world as Shifters as well. Because I'm pretty sure at some point some Shifters show up.
Okay. But I think Hunting Season also was sort of somewhat loosely connected.
Yeah, yeah. Hunting Season was so good. I wonder if it's still available. But I don't know. I wonder if she pulled it because of... is the new series called The Unleashing or The Crows? I can't remember now.
I think The Unleashing is the name of the book.
Oh, okay.
No, Hunting Season is available.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend people read it, but just read it bearing in mind that she never continued that. She reimagined it in her Crows series. Mm-hmm. And continue calling it the Crow series because I can't remember what it's called.
And it's on Kindle Unlimited, so hey.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Give that a good try. I love Kindle Unlimited. I read a lot of my books that way.
Yeah.
So did you have any more Gemini characters?
Not really.
No. It was a hard one.
It was pretty hard.
next time. We're waiting for the one where we have the big list of recommendations for you. I like a stoic, I like a stoic hero.
Yeah, I feel like those have to be coming.
And grumpy heroes. Like a grumpy sunshine pairing. I love that. I don't normally read in tropes or anything, but if I do see something is tagged as grumpy sunshine, I will give it a quick look.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about that.
Yeah, I love that trope too.
Yeah. I want to read one where the grumpy one is the heroine.
Mm.
And the sunshine. I mean, I know they are about, but it's harder to find. So I might put it up on Instagram or something and ask people for their recommendations.
That'll
for grumpy
fun.
Sunshine. So guys, thanks for listening to us ramble on. We realise there weren't quite as many recommendations this week because we honestly really struggled and my brain is fucking soup at the moment. It really is not functioning very well. So I'm just pleased that I found anything. but if you do have any Gemini ones that you think we miss, let us know. And if you if you're a Gemini, I am sorry. I'm sure you're
not
a lovely
psycho
person.
You're probably not a psycho
psycho
playboy.
Oh my gosh, I don't even, to be fair, I mean, if you are a Gemini, I don't believe in the signs anyway. I don't think the day you were born means that you have a certain personality type. So there we go. Don't be offended. Moving swiftly on. So next week we'll be discussing Play of Passion by Nalini Singh, which is that book 9 of the Psy Changeling series?
I think so.
It's book 9 of the Psy Changeling series. I'm excited for this one. I remember this one being really cute.
Yeah,
it's a really quite a fun one. Gosh, we're going to read it and be like, oh, this book is so much more serious. I remember. But there are certain things I remember about this book, which I won't go into now. We'll talk about it in the episode that I cannot wait to read about again, hinting the way that the heroine is courted.
Yep.
Is amazing.
Yep.
Yeah. It will be Snowdancer on Snowdancer action, which means it's our first double wolf, which then means wolf facts, guys. As promised.
Oh my God.
I will put together some wolf facts. You had cat facts. I can't let you down. There will be a wildlife section of next week's episode. So
I have a feeling I'm going to be getting wolf pictures while reading this.
Yes.
And researching.
But there's some really cute ones.
I agree.
Wolves are magnificent animals.
Yes.
You should be grateful to me. But no, a wolf fact will be coming at you. So thanks for joining us, guys. I know this episode may have been a bit of a train wreck because of the aforementioned soup brain, but it gets better, guys. Don't worry. So please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We would appreciate it if you took a few seconds to rate the podcast 5 stars if possible. It would really help us out. And if you want to follow us in the wild, you can find us on Instagram at The Fangover. We have a website, thefangover.com, and then we are also on Facebook. So come and check us out there. And then you can find me on Instagram at Tales of Suzanne. Yeah, that is. I was like, is that right? Yes, that is right. Oh my gosh, Jesus. And underthecoversbookblog.com.
And you can find me on Instagram at utcbookblog and underthecoversbookblog.com.
Right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.